It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
What's happening, everyone? Thank you so much for giving the podcast a listen today. It's the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, all presented by Daily Joust. Hopefully you know me by now. I am Dan Bach. I am your daily podcast host, and we are bringing you the most up-to-date content you're going to find basically anywhere on the internet here on Roto-Grinders, and this podcast is just a little piece of that. And speaking of that, we've got some new stuff coming up on Grinders I'm going to tell you about, so just going to help you put more winning rosters together in Major League Baseball with some new tools we are set to put out here today. Also going to talk about a few other things, a couple new things going on at Draft Street. I promised it yesterday, and today we're going to be joined by the Week 4 qualifier of the Draft Street Baseball Championship. His name is Craig Snyder, and he's a big Roto-Grinders member as well, so we're excited to have one of our own make the finals for a shot at $100,000. So we will talk to him about his win. Just a few little other industry nuggets. Not a whole lot of game analysis. I'll go over some good stats to look at real quickly a little bit later in the podcast, but ultimately, I'm not going to do a whole breakdown today because not a whole lot going on. Major League Baseball, most of the games are day games, so like we say most of the time, I don't want to spend too much time talking about games, which a lot of people, you know, by the time they listen to the podcast, might have been played already. But just wanted to kind of give you the lowdown on what we got coming up today. Let's start it off, though, with what we have happening at Roto-Grinders. You might have seen the forum thread or not. But we actually, starting yesterday, we had our projected daily lineups for Major League Baseball. And I know it sucks that it kind of took a month for us to get here. But the bottom line is we didn't want to put something out that wasn't good, that was going to have errors and bugs and other things like that. So I think ideally we would have loved to have it for you opening day. But after a month of the season, we were able to break down our formula. And it's where we think we're happy with it, and it's only going to get better. But you can go and find that feature over there on the Daily Research tab. And it's the cool thing about it, and we've had it for basketball as well, but the cool thing about it is you can do it by all the different sites. So you can go to the site and then go for the daily projected lineup, and boom, we throw a lineup out to you that we think is good. Now, here's the thing. I'm not necessarily saying people should play these exact lineups that we throw out there. But what I will say is I think it's a great starting point when putting teams together. And let's say, you know, you're up against it, you know, you don't have a whole lot of time, you want to put a team together, then boom, you can go right over there and we'll give you a team. But there's a lot of different factors that go into determining the players. The formula is a big mix of a lot of different things, including batter versus pitcher stats, recent performance, historical performance. So there's a lot of different things that go into determining who we think is a good play on a particular day. So we have those. They're going to be out. They were out yesterday, the projected lineups. They will continue on through. But we are also going to be having our daily projections for incentives members. And, of course, if you sign up through our links on FanDuel, Draft Street, Daily Joust, you are entitled to, and you get these incentives. And one of them is the daily projections. We're projecting every single player using the scoring model on those particular sites. It's kind of a nice little tool, again, to help you build, and gives you the price per point, and basically you can find out who the great values are. So there's a lot of good things in that. If you haven't signed up to Draft Street, FanDuel, or Joust yet, make sure you go through our links, and then you can become an incentives member, and then you'll get access to that, and of course the monthly free roll and all the other great stuff. And I know people are going to ask, because they always do, I already signed up to that site, but I didn't sign up through you guys. How do we get incentives? Now, we're working on it. We're not there yet, but eventually we're going to be able to offer these to other people, you know, on a subscription kind of service platform. But we're not there yet. Hang in there. We know that there's demand for it. And don't think that we're ignoring you. We just want to make sure that it's quality enough for people to be willing to pay for it. Because the bottom line is, we just don't want people to pay for stuff just because we have it. We want to make sure it is upper echelon things. But if you don't want to worry about ever having to pay for anything, sign up through our links and you'll be good to go. So that's what we got going on here at Roto Grinders. New feature over there at FanDuel. It's a new export feature, and it looks like it's definitely geared towards the higher stakes, or basically the players who play in bulk, to say the very least, as makes it very easy to change your rosters out, because not only do you get to pick the games, you actually get to pick the rosters. You can see the rosters of the games that you're replacing, which is a little bit different than you find on the export features on other sites out there. So it's really well done. I think it's really going to be advantageous come football season when people play massive amounts of games over a short period of time. Now, some people do that over in baseball, but not nearly as many as they do in football. So, you know, there are people who will play hundreds, thousands of games, and, you know, if you want to maybe change a few of the rosters up, this is an easy way to do it and kind of see which ones you want to grab and change up. So, good job by FanDuel, you know, just a nice development on their site, which I think is really, really nice. Speaking of FanDuel, they also have their points free rolls today. Sometimes those get lost in the shuffle. I know they send emails, but sometimes emails get lost or, you know, ignored or so forth. But the FanDuel points free rolls, you know, it's a monthly free roll that they have, you know, depending on how many games you play determines which level of free roll you get in. Sometimes I'm not going to lie, I'd say like most of the time I don't play it. Now, luckily, for whatever reason, I checked my email the other day and it came in time and I got in and everything else, but they are for the early game. So if you catch this podcast before noon, then make sure you head over to FanDuel and get in your respective free roll if you're a player over there. So there is that. And then the last thing I want to kind of just discuss from a strategy standpoint. As a player, you know, the one thing we often looking for are situations where more skill and less luck is involved. And, you know, we're the people who listen to this podcast, people who come to Roto Grinders, you know, we think we're the best of the best. We are more the top-notch players in the sense that, you know, we do the research, we do the work. We're not just throwing teams together usually at the last second. So we basically want there to be less luck put into the game and more skill. And, you know, there's been debates about whether, you know, sites really are looking to do that. But I do want to throw something out there because I've been really impressed. And it has nothing to do with them being a sponsor here. But I really like these King Richard tournaments that span, what, like 4 days, where it's basically a multi 50-50 contest. I really like that. The SSTs, again, another contest where it's a game that spans multiple days. And for me, I'm a little surprised that more sites haven't developed games like this that span multiple days. Now, I'm not talking about weekly contests, because a weekly contest, you still only put your roster together one time. You know, I think there's more skill involved when you have to put together multiple rosters over multiple days. And I think that is exactly why you look at a site like DraftStreet, why they formulated their championship in the manner that they did. I think they did it because they wanted it to be more skill-based and less luck-based. And I think they accomplished that. But I don't know why we have to wait all the way until a championship to have something like that implemented. I am, especially with how exciting and how popular the 50-50 contests are, how come no other site has implemented multi-day 50-50 tournaments? It's, to me, even from a development standpoint, it would be easy to do. And, you know, the fact that you got a site out there like at Joust who, you know, they don't have the number of people on their site that FanDuel or DraftStreet do. Now, they're growing at an incredibly great pace, and they've got a great product, but they don't have as many people as they do. But they're filling, you know, multiple tournaments here of these 50-50 over, you know, the King Richard tournaments, the 50-50 contest over a large number of days. And the reason they're able to do that is because it's an innovative contest, it's fun, it spans a long period of time, and ultimately, I do believe that there is more skill involved and a lot less luck involved in something like that. Because you don't always have to be the best, but you got to be good enough over a long period of time. And For me, I think the proof might be a little bit in the results. And again, it's been a short amount of time, but we've had multiple people win those King Richards. And when I say multiple people, I mean people win multiple contests. It's not every single time somebody new is winning. Same thing with the SSTs. You look at JMB, had him on the podcast several times. He's won the last two solo survivor tournaments that span multiple days. I don't think it's just dumb luck. I think there is something to it from a skill standpoint that it takes a lot more to win these type of contests. And that's why I've always been a big fan of a bracketed type contest in terms of, you know, a head-to-head format to determine some sort of champion. Because ultimately, that's going to determine who's better. If you can be good over a longer period of time, that takes a lot more skill. That proves more of a quote-unquote champion than necessarily getting lucky one night in a large tournament. So we'll see what the future comes, you know, holds here. But I do think this is something that a lot of other sites need to start looking at because, especially for players like myself, I'm looking for any edge I can get. Now, if I can play in games that I find that takes more skill and less luck, I'm absolutely going to play in it. And in a industry which, let's face it, everybody copies everybody else, I'm just a little surprised that nobody has done more, especially those 50-50 contests that span multiple days. To me, that's just an absolute no-brainer. Should be easy to implement. And again, just a little surprised we haven't seen it. But we will see if we have changes with that down the road. But let's get to our next interview here. This is the Week 4 qualifier of the FanDuel Baseball Championship. Craig Snyder, let's see what he had to say about his big win about a week ago. Joining us now on the podcast, certainly excited to talk to the next guy headed out to Vegas for the FanDuel Daily Fantasy Baseball Championship coming up at the end of July for a chance at $100,000 now. I gave this guy a run for his money, but what can I say? He was just too good last Friday. His name is Craig Snyder, goes by the alias Stubert X8, and he was the big winner a week ago, and he joins us here on the podcast. Craig, let me extend some congratulations to you on that impressive score, 89.75, the final score last week for you, and decided to go with the Rockies stack team. Tell me a little bit about your decision in doing so in your qualification last week in getting into the big tournament.
Well, the main thing I looked at first was it was basically a play against the Mets pitcher Chris Schwinden. He had just been called up from AAA and was making his first start of the season. So I liked the Rockies lineup against him in Colorado. Thought they could probably score several runs off him. I wasn't quite expecting 18, but I was hoping for a good output from the Rockies lineup.
And they certainly did. You know, 18 runs is awfully impressive. And, you know, there were quite a few people who also had the Rockies stack lineup, like myself. But the difference was you went with Longoria, and then the little lightning in the bottle hit you. And I kind of joked about it earlier this week. Scott Hairston, hitting for the cycle, one of the cheapest guys salary-wise. Now, how did that go down? Like, was this a situation where you put your team together of Rockies and you're like, I got to fit somebody else in, he's playing, let's throw him in? Or did you seriously think Scott Hairston, you know, might actually have a good game? Not that sort of game, but a good game. Tell me your thoughts on him.
I wish I could tell you that he was some great value play in my mind, but like you said, it was kind of laid out the Rockies lineup in full. And then I kind of took a look, and they didn't have a third baseman eligible in their lineup that day, so I knew I needed a third baseman from another team, and I liked Longoria a lot. He was 3-for-3 in his career with a homer against Matt Harrison. So I plugged Longoria in, and then I took a look to see what pitchers were available, and they just didn't really like any of the take out Dexter Fowler, and look for a cheap outfielder so I could upgrade my pitcher. And it just so happened that Hairston was, I think, the cheapest starting outfielder available. So I put Hairston in. He was facing Drew Pomeranz, who isn't any type of stud pitcher, so I thought maybe he could produce a little bit, but mostly it was just I wanted Longoria in and I wanted to upgrade my pitcher, like Jake Westbrook at his price. So I just plugged Harrison in as the cheapest outfielder available.
Now, tell me how many teams you have been playing. How many did you play last week? How many have you been playing in the weeks prior in the DFBC?
The week I won, I actually put in four teams. Previous weeks, anywhere from four to six teams usually, just depending on how many teams I decide to put in, kind of.
Now, how does the philosophy of doing the team stack? I know different people have different feelings on it. Were you a guy who picked four teams to stack every week, or was this just kind of an isolated situation? Give me your philosophy on the team stack. Obviously, worked out for you, you know, with the Rockies. But was that your is that been your strategy in this tournament from even the times that you didn't win?
It is kind of been my strategy to try to find teams against some weaker pitchers, and obviously you can't take the Texas Rangers a lot of times or the New York Yankees just because their lineups are too expensive. So I kind of look for some teams that you may be able to stack several of their players against a weaker pitcher, but I also usually try to mix it up a little bit and add in an extra player or two from a different team with each of my lineups.
Now, how do you start preparing? Because let's face it, $100,000 on the line out there in Vegas. It's going to be pretty intense. You know, I went to the one for the football championship, and it was a lot of fun. But I think that the fact that you have the individual matchups going on in baseball is really going to lend itself to having, you know, some exciting moments out there at the sports book. How are you going to prepare yourself for this? I mean, you're going to play a lot of like 20-man tournaments and see which philosophy works the best. Have you given much thought about what it's going to be like to put that team together with so much money on the line?
I put a little bit of initial thought into it. I have been playing a lot of just 10 and 20-man tournaments on FanDuel. Just some 50-50s, even just looking at various lineup combinations, how some of the better scores are getting put together. With only 15 people in the finals, I mean, I don't know if stacking's the right way to go or just probably a safer, more mixed lineup. Or, I mean, I've kind of thought about it a little bit, but I'm sure as it gets closer, I'm going to keep thinking about it a lot harder, so.
Yeah, you know, I think the team stack, obviously, you know, high risk, high reward. You know, if your team hits, good chance you're walking home with $100,000. If your team doesn't, then you finish last place and win, I don't know, $500. I'm not sure what the amount is. But nonetheless, you know, that's something you have to worry about, and you've got plenty of time to do it. Now, have you got plans for Vegas? Have you decided who you're going to take with you on this trip? And is it going to be a fun trip? Is it going to be a business trip? Tell me about the weekend in Vegas coming at the end of July.
I'm pretty sure that one of my best friends is probably going to go with me. I asked my fiance, but that's actually the weekend she's going to her bachelorette party.
That worked out well. That worked out well then. You know, it's funny because you're the second finalist I've spoken with who does not have to bring their significant other with them. So you guys can, you know, you don't have to have her along for the ride because let's face it, you know, she's going to be thinking about that as well. You know, with her bachelorette party, thinking you've got a chance for $100,000. I mean, you could put together a pretty freaking awesome wedding with $100,000.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, has she taken more interest into Daily Fantasy since you won this? I mean, was this a situation where, you know, you gave her the play-by-play about what was going on, you know, coming down to the final, you know, few innings of that Friday? Because I'm very curious because after, you know, I did pretty well in the fall with the tournament, my wife suddenly gained a whole bunch of interest in what I was doing. But how did that go in terms of the countdown to, you know, getting to the finals? Did you clue her in on it or did you wait till it was all over then kind of explain it to her?
Yeah, I actually explained it to her once I had won. I mean, she's not really into Daily Fantasy Baseball. She knows I play on different various sports and stuff, and it's not really her thing, but, I mean, she was definitely excited to find out I have a chance to win quite a bit of money with it. But actually, the night of, I mean, I clued in some friends, and some of them were following along with me, but I hadn't talked to her until after I'd actually won.
Well, we're excited to have you in the finals. You're a Roto-Grinders member. You've been since about, I think, February or so. So we're glad to have you on board in our community. And certainly we'll be pulling for you out in Vegas. And just want to extend you congratulations on the big win. And best of luck at the end of July.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Time for me to say a quick thank you to my friends at DailyJoust.com, sponsor here of the podcast. And if you haven't gone over there, please do. Lots of new players over there nightly. And make sure you play in Friday's $1,000 guaranteed MLB tournament, because what they're doing is they're putting a bounty on my shoulders. That's right. If you beat me in Friday's tournament, you get yourself a bounty badge, and that will go towards their new kind of badge program that they got going, where basically if you get 5 badges in a month, then you are eligible to play in a monthly free roll. So just giving back some more to the players. But Turd Ferguson had the bounty on him last week and did lousy, but I can guarantee you I will finish better than he did. So just a fun little thing that they're doing, and that will be on Friday's $1,000 guaranteed MLB tournament. If you like the NBA playoffs, still have NBA playoff action over there on their site. The solo marks have been reachable. Yesterday I fell a little bit short, but for the most part in the playoffs, they've been very fair with their player pricing, so definitely give that a look. And the King Richard tournaments, the SSTs, 50-50 games that you can customize to your liking, just a lot of great things that they offer on their site. So please give them a look. Been a great sponsor of this podcast since the first day we started. They are DailyJoust.com. Now, before we wrap up the podcast, I am going to give you a couple of stats here to look at in Major League Baseball, because I think I'm not doing you justice not talking any game, so let's quickly go through it. Just some good numbers if you look batter versus pitcher that you want to consider tonight. Sean Figgins against Jeff Niemann, batting about .500, 7-for-14 in his career. He's not going to be an expensive option, but could come through, even though I'm never a fan of taking Sean Figgins. Matt Holliday, though, 5-for-11 against Eric Bedard. Always has the home run possibility in his repertoire, so I definitely like him today. Dan Herron's a good pitcher, but some good stats against him by some of the Blue Jays. Jose Bautista, a couple of home runs in 14 at-bats. Same with Edwin Encarnacion. So we'll see if there's any sort of hangover after the big no-hitter for the Angels last night in Jared Weaver. Ryan Ludwig against Ryan Dempster. He's batting .430 at-bats, also with a home run against him. And a guy who came through last night, and, you know, I should listen to my own podcast, because when I talked about it yesterday, I felt like there was some doubt in taking Roy Halladay. I was like, you know, you look at some of these batter versus pitcher matchups, Brian McCann, Chipper Jones, Dan Ugla, you know, it looks like they actually hit Halladay pretty well, so be cautious. And then me being the dumbass that I am, I took him in the King Richard contest on Joust, finished with a -7 from my pitcher, and only missed out on advancing by like 2 points. So yeah, I got to listen to my own podcast, I guess. But Brian McCann had that big grand slam last night against Halladay. Also very good against Joe Blanton, 8-for-21 with a couple of homers. So could be a nice option at the catcher position today. So that's going to be the podcast for this Thursday. We will return on Friday. Get you ready for all the big tournaments coming up. Of course, the FanDuel Baseball Championship qualifier back on Friday. Draft Street has another qualifier for their championship coming up as well. So definitely check us out tomorrow on the podcast. Please follow us on Twitter. It's at Roto Grinders. You can go to iTunes and get this podcast each and every day. Until tomorrow, everybody, thank you so much. It's been the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, presented by Daily Joust, and we will talk to you again tomorrow. See you, folks.